found. They can jump right on you and never make a sound when you've lost your gal. Just because you wouldn't do right.
But it just won't work on you. You heard what I said, work. I got my mojo working, but it just won't work on you. And it's bound to work on you. Well, I'm going back to Louisiana. I'm gonna snatch me a mojo hand. Well, I'm going back to Louisiana. I'm gonna snatch me a mojo hand. Watch me if I don't. Get your mind to man, on the mind to man.
Thank you. got my wheel rolling. Dabby, dabby, do. I'm looking at all of you. All right. You heard me last night. I got you too. And you and you and you. Well, it'll work in the New York City. Hey! And it's bound to work on you. Oh, yeah.
Clarence Gate Mouth Brown from his disc Standing My Ground that came out back in 1989. His rendition of Got My Mojo Working, that number first hit the charts back in 1957. It was first recorded by Ann Cole, and her version got to number 3 on the R&B charts. Muddy Waters got to number 7 on the charts with that particular number. Of course, it's been recorded by all sorts of people over the years, written by a guy by the name of Preston Foster. He had to sue to get royalties for the song, but as late as the 1990s, he was receiving checks totaling up to $20,000 to $30,000 a year for his royalties on that particular song. Definitely a blues classic. Before we heard Clarence Gate Mouth Brown here on KRVS, we heard Lowell Fulson, who opened up the program this morning. We heard Lowell from 1966. His recording career started back in right around 1946. He was originally from Oklahoma, worked with Texas Alexander for a while, ended up in the Navy. He was drafted into the Navy in the early 40s, and when he got out, he went out to the West Coast and became one of the most in-demand blues artists. It was a modern, definitely modern West Coast style of blues at the time. Lowell Fulson, Charles Brown, and a number of others were really starting to hit the charts. Lowell Fulson was probably second only in popularity to T-Bone Walker. Walker, of course, was became a huge, wonderful talent, incredible guitarist, one of the most influential guitarists ever to record. You listen to Chuck Berry and Gate Mouth Brown, whom we just heard. You can hear elements of a T-Bone Walker style. It's sort of short clip glissando. Anyway, in fact, Gate Mouth Brown got his first big career jump in 1945 when T-Bone Walker became ill on stage performing at the Bronze Peacock in Houston. And Gate saw his opportunity and jumped up on stage and ended up doing pretty well for himself in the long run. We're going to go back to 1946. There are some blues experts that say this is the quintessential modern blues tune. Here is T-Bone Walker with They Call It Stormy Monday.
They call it Stormy Monday, but Tuesday's just as bad. They call it Stormy Monday, but Tuesday's just as bad. Wednesday's worse, and Thursday's also sad. Yeah! Eagle flies on Friday, and Saturday I go out to play. Eagle flies on Friday, and Saturday I go out to play. Sunday I go to church, Then I kneel down and pray.
Skaggs from his 1997 release, Come On Home is the name of the disc. That, of course, was his cover of T-Bone Shuffle, an old T-Bone Walker tune. And we heard T-Bone just before hearing Boz Skaggs. We heard T-Bone Walker again from 1946. He was recording for Capitol Records back then, and that was his classic. They call it Stormy Monday. Next here on the Blues Box on KRVS, the late Etta James. We're going to listen to a track from her 2004 release, one that won her a Grammy. Blues to the Bone is the name of the disc. Here's the late Etta James with her cover of Don't Start Me to Talkin'.
running down the roses, stop Fannie Mae. Gonna tell Fannie what I heard her boyfriend say. Don't start me to talking, I'll tell everything I know. I'm gonna break up this signifying, somebody got to go. Jack gave his wife $2 to go down and get some marking, get out on the street. Old George stopped, he knocked her down and blackened her eye. She came back home and told her husband a lie. Don't start me to talk, I'll tell everything I know. I'm gonna break up all this signifying, cause somebody got to go. Some money to go down to the beauty shop. He honked his horn, he began to stop. Said, take me, baby, around the block. Going to beauty shop walking, got to get my hair in a sock. Don't start me to talk, I'll tell everything I know. I'm gonna break up this signifying, somebody got to go. Gonna break up the signifying, somebody got to go. I tell everything I know.
B.B. King recorded live in Japan back in 1971. B.B. with a cover of Eyesight to the Blind. And he was preceded by Etta James. We heard Etta James from the disc Blues to the Bone. Again, that disc won her a Grammy. It came out in 2004. Etta was doing Don't Start Me to Talking. Both those tunes are numbers first recorded by Sonny Boy Williamson II. Rice Miller, his real name, whom we're going to turn to next here on KRVS from one of his first recordings done for Trumpet Records back in December of 1951. He had been performing for years up to this time, but never seemed to be that much in a rush to get into the studios, which he finally did back in 51. This is a really interesting piece. It showcases his talent on the blues harp and his ability to seamlessly go from the harp to the vocal phrasings and back and forth. He'd often sing out of the corner of his mouth, and within a half step he'd be doing a blues lick on the blues harp. Really, really marvelous playing here when you think about it. Here is Sonny Boy Williamson with a number called Mighty Long Time.
So long, been a mighty, mighty long time. Been so long, a mighty long time. Yes, a mighty long time since I seen that little girl of mine. Yes, it's been so long until I just can't sleep at night. Been so long till I just can't sleep at night. I could eat my breakfast in the morning and my teeth and tongue begin to fight. Carpet have faded on the floor. Been so long the carpet have faded on the floor. If she ever come back to me, I'm not gonna let her leave no more. No more.
Tell me, somebody tell me just what is the soul of a man? I've traveled different countries, I've traveled to foreign lands. I found nobody to tell me what is the soul of a man. Oh, won't somebody tell me? Answer if you can. Won't somebody tell me just what is the soul of a man? I saw a crowd stand talking, I just came up in time. We're teaching the lawyer, the doctor, well, a man ain't nothing but his mind. Well, won't somebody tell me? Answer if you can. Won't somebody tell me just what is the soul of a man? I read the Bible often, I tried to read it right. As far as I can understand, a man is more than his mind. Oh, won't somebody tell me? Answer if you can. Won't somebody tell me just what is the soul of a man?
Irma Thomas from her disc After the Rain. This one came out in 2006, her post-Katrina release, and a lot of the tracks on this particular disc reflect the pain caused by Hurricane Katrina. Irma Thomas on vocals, Corey Harris on guitar, Dirk Powell on fretless banjo, Stanton Moore on percussion. And that, of course, was the old Blind Willie Johnson tune, Soul of a Man. Johnson recorded that in Atlanta, pretty far from his Texas home. The recording was done back on the 20th of April in 1930, his last recording session. Before we heard Irma Thomas, we heard Sonny Boy Williamson II from December of 1951 doing a piece called A Mighty Long Time. You're listening to The Blues Box here on Public Radio for Acadiana, KRVS. We broadcast at 88.7 FM, Lafayette and Lake Charles. We stream live audio on the web at krvs.org. And KRVS is a public service of the University of Louisiana at Lafayette. We're going to take a look now at some of the music going on around the area. Tonight, the Pine Leaf Boys, as well as Northside Eric and the Southside Playboys, will be at Artmosphere. The Wayne Blue Burns Band plays Agave Downtown tonight. The Modern Jazz Movement will be at Blue Dog Cafe. Gino Delafosse is at the Chafalaya Club. Yvette Landry will be at McGee's Landing tonight. Also tonight, they have a melting pot show featuring elements of the bands of Michael Juan Nunez and the American Electric, the Sour Sedans, Sweet Cecilia, and the Rayo Brothers, that taking place at Blue Moon Saloon. And Walter Jr. will be at Imonelli tonight, Scott Allen Stagg at Bisbano's, Jim Voorhees and the All-Nighters at Morvance in Youngsville, and Jambalaya will be playing Randall's this evening. Tomorrow morning, Nicole and Zydeco Soul will be at Café des Amis in Brobridge for a Zydeco breakfast. There's also a Cajun Jam tomorrow at the Joie de Vivre Café in Brobridge. One also at Vermilionville here in Lafayette Saturday afternoon. There's one at Vermilionville. Also tomorrow night, Direwood and Lily Brave play Artmosphere. Hugh and the Wrecking Crew will be playing Agave Downtown tomorrow night. Jim Voorhees and the All-Nighters appear at Posadas on Ambassador Caffrey. The Ronnie Weiss Band will be playing blues at Bob's Pub. Ray's Island Sounds will be at Blue Dog Cafe tomorrow. Freetown Project is at Bisbano's. Terry and the Zydeco Bad Boys, as well as the Mercy Brothers, will perform at Blue Moon Saloon tomorrow night. Kurt Boudreaux's at Tokyo Sushi Live. And at Liberty Theater in Eunice, the South 70 Band. On Sunday, the Road Doctor Review will perform for a brunch at the Blue Dog Cafe. Also Sunday, Baffa Toujours will be at Palm Row and Bro Bridge. Jamie Bergeron is at Whiskey River. Warren Storm and Willie T will be at Pats and Henderson. Corey Arsenault plays Randall Sunday, and JoJo Reed will play for a Bal de Dimanche at Vermilionville from 1 to 4 p.m. Sunday. Every Monday night, there's a bluegrass jam at Cité des Arts in downtown Lafayette. There's also a jam at Golden Flamingo Nightclub. Tuesday night is Songwriter's Night at Artmosphere, and just about every Wednesday night, there's a Cajun jam at Blue Moon Saloon. We're going to turn next to Mark Hummel, fine vocalist and blues harpist. He was featured on the recent remembrance of Little Walter CD that did very, very well, got a lot of airplay. Hummel's latest disc is getting quite a bit of airplay also. It's called The Hustle Is Really On. Here's Mark Hummel on blues harp and vocals with a piece called Bobby's Blues.
I was still into my own business, living my own life, when I made a bad mistake, when I asked you to be my wife. Smelled trouble at my wedding when I held your hand. What I didn't know, baby, you was running from another man. But sometime tomorrow, you're gonna regret the things you do. Well, now further on up the road, baby, you're gonna get what's coming to you. Down. But now that I need you, woman, you don't want me around. Told my own dog about me in my front yard. Sometimes I wonder, baby, why you wanna make my life so hard. But sometime tomorrow, you gonna regret the things you do. Well, now further on up the road, baby, you're gonna get what's coming to you. Sometime tomorrow, you're gonna regret the things you do. Well, now further on up the road, baby, you're gonna get what's coming to you.
Support for the Blues Box comes from Begno Manufacturing. Begno is a precision sheet metal manufacturer and industry innovator specializing in precision sheet metal cutting, bending, perforation, forming, laser welding, and assembly. As a locally grown company, Begno prides itself on community engagement and support. Each Friday, Begno invites visitors and clients to tour the facility and enjoy lunch with the team. To schedule a visit, the telephone number is 237-5069.
Snooky Pryor. Snooky Pryor with She Tried to Ruin Me. Snooky's career in blues really started in Chicago right after World War II. He'd been stationed outside of Chicago, and on his time off, he'd go into the city and listen to blues, and when he mustered out of the service, well, he stayed there for quite a while. Here he is, though, in 1994, recording for Antone's Records out of Austin, Texas. Snooky on blues harp and vocals with Derek O'Brien on guitar and Pine Top Perkins on the 88s. Before we heard Snooky, we heard another fine harp player, Mark Hummel. We heard Mark from his brand new release, The Hustle Is Really On. He did a tune called Bobby's Blues. And next on KRVS, we have a couple more tracks featuring blues harpists. We're going to turn next to Snooky Pryor's son. He has a brand new disc out called Nobody But Me. As polished in the way of his father, but some really some straight blues. We're going to listen to Ripley Pryor against Snooky's son with the title track to the disc, Nobody But Me.
Something that you said, something that
joke. No, it ain't no joke. No more to say. Anything you do, I'll let you have your way. 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 Now I'm so glad, I don't know what to do. Feeling good since she coming back home. Since she coming back home. Wrong.
Recorded in February of 1954, that was Little Walter on blues harp and vocals. Walter Marion Jacobs, originally from Louisiana, he ended up in Chicago by way of Helena, Arkansas, and one or two other stops, and ended up being the most important blues harp player to record after the after World War II. Here he was with Louis Myers and also Robert Jr. Lockwood on guitars, Willie Dixon on bass, and Fred Below on drums. A number called Come Back Baby. And you fans of Slim Harpo will sort of recognize that as Shake Your Hips some years after this. Slim recorded basically the same tune, same phrasings, same beat and everything as Shake Your Hips. Here, though, I guess would be the original, Little Walter. Before we heard Little Walter, we heard Ripley Pryor from his brand new release, Nobody But Me, Pryor on guitar and vocals. He did the title track to his disc, and again, he is the son of the late blues harpist Snooky Pryor. We're going to turn now to another Little Walter tune here on KRVS, this time done by the legendary Rhythm and Blues Review, which is basically an ad hoc group put together to perform on some of the West Coast blues cruises. Quite a bit of talent. The musicians change from song to song, but on this one we have Magic Dick on blues harp and vocals with Deanna Bogart on piano, Ronnie Baker Brooks, and Tommy Castro on guitars. From their disc, Command Performance, here they are with a tune they recorded this one back in October of 2007. The legendary Rhythm and Blues Review with their rendition of Tell Me Mama.
This is what they called a...
Come easy now.
Tell Me Mama.
Oh, tell me mama, who's that while ago? Yes, tell me mama, who's that while ago? You've been out boogly woogly. There's something I don't understand. Won't you tell me, mama, who's that while ago? Yes, when I come in, who went out that back door? Now, this is something I never seen before. A man getting my money, always slamming my back door. Won't you tell me, mama, ago. Yes, when I come in, who went out that back door? down. He couldn't get through with his hat in his hand and his overcoat too. Won't you tell me, mama, before I get sore? Yes, when I come in, who went out that back door? He come by me running, smelling like a garbage can, with his one leg in his pants and his shoes in his other hand. Now tell me, baby, who's that wild ago? Yes, when I come in, who went out that back door? Come here, baby.
Once again, the legendary Rhythm and Blues Review from their disc Command Performance. This track recorded in October of 2007. 2007 again, Magic Dick on harp and vocals, Deanna Bogart piano, Ronnie Baker Brooks, and also Tommy Castro on guitars. You're listening to the Blues Box here on Public Radio for Acadiana, KRVS. We broadcast at 88.7 FM, Lafayette and Lake Charles. We also stream live audio on the web at krvs.org. We are member-supported public radio. Listeners like yourself keep us on the air with your annual contributions. We'd like to thank you for that support. We would not be here without it. And we are also supported by a grant from the Corporation for Public Broadcasting, which is also critical to our staying on the air. And KRVS is a public service of the University of Louisiana at Lafayette. We're going to break for the news with NPR. That's coming up at 10:01. We'll be back at 10:06. And as usual, we have blues for you till 1 this afternoon. At 1 o'clock, stay tuned for Nick Spitzer and American Roots. And at 3 o'clock, stay tuned for Freetown Radio with host Roger Cash. We're going to turn to a guy from originally Kentwood, Louisiana, that learned a lot about boogie piano from a lot of the speakeasies and places like that back then. From 1947, here's Little Brother Montgomery with Bass Key Boogie.